You know, I have this list of ideas for my podcast. It's very, very long. And I remember before I launched my podcast, I had many sleepless nights. And in one of those nights, at 5:30 in the morning, I wrote down 50 or so ideas for episodes. I do have the best ideas when it's really, really late. And one of those ideas was actually to record a podcast episode in the middle of the night. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I haven't slept. I'm up. I'm tired but wired. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm recording this on my phone again. Seriously, my phone is my best friend in some regards. And you can say whatever you want about technology. It's a wonderful thing if you use it right. And by that, I mean if you record random podcast episodes in the middle of the night. Yeah, I don't know where this is going because I had written down literally as the title of my podcast episode that was on my list. It said 4:48 a.m. That was the title of the podcast episode. I didn't have an idea at all about what I was going to write about, talk about. I mean, I'm a little tired. I think you can tell. So maybe that's a very good opportunity to talk a little bit about creativity and why I think it's linked to night time and evening time for me. I don't know why, but I feel like my brain just kind of starts working, creatively speaking, after 5 p.m. for whatever reason. That's like the moment it starts to slowly but steadily produce some really good ideas that are a little bit extraordinary. But before that, I'm really in that 9-to-5 mode, I guess, where you just kind of act and think normally and think rationally and all that. So yeah, when I study, I also always study in the morning or noon, afternoon. Try to avoid doing that at night because a different part of my brain is active then, which I find very, very interesting. I don't know, I think there's something special. You know, there's a special atmosphere at night. It's kind of mysterious and calm, and there's just some kind of magic to it. I can't really describe it. I think in Romanticism, that was one reason why night and nighttime were really common motives. To me, that's probably the most interesting, literally epic, because it combined irony and humor with symbolism, and the kind of writing just changed back then. It became a lot more fun, but also very deep. Kind of absurd, but very interesting. And it was a couple of years ago that I actually went to a lecture on that topic with a friend. It was so, so interesting. And I can only recommend that if you are a student in uni and there is something that you're interested in, and we're not in lockdown, so when it's possible again, I would recommend you check out that other field of study. Go to that lecture, go listen to it, and see what you can take away from it, because it's so cool, it's so mind-expanding, and I found a lot of inspiration and a lot of the things that I felt like I was lacking while I was studying psychology. I found that in other lectures, actually. I went to some that were on aesthetics, so I went to that, I think, 2 or 3 winter semesters in a row. That was very interesting. And the one on Romanticism, really happy I went to that one. Yeah, to be honest, I was just really curious to see what my brain would conjure up in the middle of the night when I don't have a plan. I was just really curious to see what I would come up with. It's probably not much, to be honest, other than feeling a little bit more connected to my mystic side. And outside, the rain is falling, and I love it. I love it when it's dark outside and I can hear the raindrops outside of my window. And I like the idea that it's pitch black outside, but inside of my room there's still light, and that my window is the only one that's illuminated. I like the idea that everyone else is asleep and I'm still up, and I kind of have the world to myself. I don't think you have to wait until 4:30 at night to make good art or to connect to yourself or to your creative brain. I think there are other ways to do that. But I love those moments. I cherish those moments because it's kind of rare to be up that late at night and in the mood to speak to yourself and to your phone. So I really like that. I kind of want to record the rain and see what happens. I hope I can capture that. It's really cold outside, but I love the cold. I've always been like that. I could never deal with heat. It gives me headaches. But I love the cold, I don't know. I love winter. I love snow. I love anything that's really quiet. You know, today I thought about how much your environment impacts you. I don't necessarily mean the people in it, I mean your actual environment. The way your house, apartment, or room looks, the colors you put on your walls, the pictures you hang up, the things you choose to have on display, and the ones you hide in boxes or drawers or behind closed doors. I don't think it's important to own things at all. I think we're better off without them, to be honest. Most of them, at least. But I think they say a lot about us. The things that are part of our lives, they say a lot about our priorities and the things that we cherish and what we think is important. I think we should all take a good look at what we own and what we don't and what that says about us. And in a sense, I think Marie Kondo is right when she says, you should only possess things that spark joy inside of you. To be honest, I want to get rid of so much. I don't think I own a lot of things. I culled a lot of stuff a couple of times in my life. And right now I'm really happy about the ones that I have on display. But there are many old clothes I still have that I don't really need and I want to get rid of them. And I think that's what I'll do. Let me lie down. I had a terrible headache today. It wasn't terrible, it's just, it was kind of intense. I don't really know where it came from. Dehydration, maybe, or histamine intolerance, I don't know. Could be a lot of things. Okay, I'm about to fall asleep, I think. I hope I can make something out of this, all of the things I recorded now. I hope they make something beautiful, maybe a little piece of art. Created in the middle of the night from my voice and the rain outside. I love concepts, I love concept art, and I love that we have so many mediums these days that we can create in, one of them being podcasts. I just love doing things differently. I love doing what everyone else does. Well, no, I love using the same things, the same tools that everyone else uses, but I just love using them in my own way. You know, testing the limits, seeing what's possible, pushing the boundaries. I just love that. I don't break the rules. I bend them and I challenge them to see where they begin and to see where they end. And I love seeing what my brain conjures up in the middle of the night and how my voice sounds when I'm tired and when I don't really care how I sound. I don't know why, but I had to think of that Snow Patrol song, Chasing Cars. Because he sings, if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? And I love how in one episode I said that I don't like people who feel good because they know quotes. And I think I've quoted something or someone in every single episode, at least it feels that way. But that's not what I meant. I meant that, you know, there's people who pride themselves in how intellectual they think they are, and they quote philosophers and famous writers, and they think that's a testament to their knowledge and their intelligence. But I think that real intelligence has its very own ways to show itself. I don't think that tests or anything can capture real intelligence, because there are so many components to it. There's humor and creativity and emotional intelligence, and all those aspects are not included in general intelligence tests. So remember, you never know how smart you really are until you stop worrying. Does that even make sense? There's a lot of silence right now. And there's a lot of space between my words. And I kind of like that. It's 4:48 a.m. I'm thinking of something to say to end this, but I guess sometimes things just end.